Blog Talk Radio.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planners down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Like a percolator, her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Welcome, everybody. This is Jory M., the Coffee Psychic, with another edition of Your Psychic Connection here at Blog Talk Radio. So, we have someone special tonight. You know, I love telling you guys all about the crazy things that have been going on psychically for me, and oh my God, I've got to tell you guys. I've been doing this work for over 40 years, and people have asked me, Jorianne, when are you going to write a book? Jorianne, when are you going to write a book? Well, I'm doing it. You guys, I'm actually in the middle of writing my first book, and I've been writing some stories for a couple of years now, but we're going to put it together and see what happens. And hopefully you guys will all just love it. So now I've had dead people communicating with me during the week, bringing all these different stories back to me. So I've got my spirit guides that are working on this book, too. I don't know how I should, if I should put their names in there also as people that have helped me. I think I'll do that, right? Okay, so much fun. So listen, tonight now, we have got a very, very, very special, wonderful lady. Her name is Nikki Taylor. Now, the one of the cool, Don Juan Spiritual Guidance is her website, www.donjuanspiritualguidance. And Nikki's got her own special way of doing readings. Now, not only does she have her own special way of doing readings, because I've watched her, and I'm going like, it's like, wow, that's just cool. You know, we're all different, and Nikki's very, very connected. But Nikki's also special because, even more so, because she's a mental health care professional. So what we're going to do is we are going to have Nikki join us. And remember, please remember, this is a live call-in show. That number is 347-633-9404. We have to make sure that we give each person a chance to get a question answered. If you'd like to ask me a question, that's great. I would love you guys to really watch Nikki in action here. She's amazing. So let me get Nikki here, and we're going to share a little bit with how Nikki came into her amazing gifts.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey,
how's it going?
Welcome to the show. Thank you so much
for having me. Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So you know, I love bringing people to my show because I just love the psychic field, Nikki. And as you know, you're a psychic yourself. You. Part of the world, part of your commitment on the planet is to help people through the psychic area. Part of it is, actually. And I know you've got all these other gifts that you're actually bringing into your spiritual work. So how did you actually get started? Like, what caught your attention that had you come into the spiritual field?
Well, first and foremost, I am a born and bred Catholic, okay, 6 months old, baptized as you know, in Catholicism and things of that nature. So my roots when it comes to spirituality is very deeply rooted, especially when it comes to God, Jesus, or Savior. I went through a period of a bad breakup a few years ago. And when I went through that breakup, you know, I've never experienced a trauma like that before at that time. And I was just feeling so lost. And I was actually very angry with the divine and things of that nature. And at that time, I was dealing with a client, and she actually put me on to tarot. And, you know, being in the Catholic Church, you know, we're kind of taught to steer away from that. So, you know, I was interested.
Yes, we are, aren't we?
Yes, you know, and so I was just like, you know what, let me give it a try. Let me, you know, because I feel like at the same time Catholicism, at the time I felt like Catholicism was chosen for me. Now as I'm getting more into it, I'm like, no, this was on my path. And so with
right
that
on.
Being said, I picked up tarot and I started to learn. I started to take classes on it and I started to just get, you know, really into my abilities. I was finding out that I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm claircognizant. My senses, my sixth senses started to become activated. Some of these things I already started to experience, but I didn't know what they were at first. And so then, with me being a licensed professional counselor, I asked my supervisor at the time, I said, hey, you know, a lot of my theoretical background is deep within Christianity. I went through Catholic schools throughout all my life. Even my master's program was a Christian school. So we focused on, you know, different theoretical orientations that addresses people's religious backgrounds and spirituality and how to really integrate that. And so my supervisor was kind enough, and she believed in me, and I started to implement tarot and spirituality into my sessions, and it has been such a journey. I mean, being able to access my clients. So basically what happens is that the client's spirit guides, their ascendors, their ascended masters, I ask permission if I can access them, and then when the client says yes, then it's full range. And basically, their guides, their spiritual team, serves as a co-facilitator with me during those sessions. And there's been plenty of times where their guides will tell me things that they are not telling me. And
here you
in sessions,
go.
I will... Yeah, you know, and so in sessions I'll say, you know, I'm being guided to say this, or, you know, hey, I'm being told this, and they'll say, oh, how did you know that? Or, oh, my gosh, yes, that just happened to me about a week ago, you know, and I'm like, okay, so how come we didn't say this, you know? So it's awesome. Sometimes they get my clients a little caught up. But I love it because your guides have been with you even, so through the lens of spirituality, you know, we believe that your guides have been with you even before you were born into your vessel and into this lifetime. And so, you know, they provide, in session, they provide a different framework okay, like past life regressions. They also provide information. So if I'm using a theoretical orientation such as cognitive behavior therapy, in that session, you know, that's all about your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors being all connected. And sometimes the client may have difficulties articulating their thoughts or why they feel the way that they feel. And their guides will tell me, you know, kind of like a direction to go, or they'll tell me, okay, in their past, something happened. But for the client, it'll be in their unconscious. But because their guides are, you know, telling me information, I'm able to help the client navigate through that. So it's really something special, and I love it. I've even started my own spiritual life coaching program where I take clients in, and we work on building their spiritual gifts as well. So
beautiful,
it's
beautiful.
Definitely.
It sounds like it's very enriching. It sounds like it's very rewarding, not just for the clients, but for you also.
It is, and it's confirming to me, because one of the things that, you know, I'm still forever learning is trusting my intuition. And so
totally.
When I'm in session, yes. And it's like, you know, yeah, and I'm like, oh, they'll tell me something, and then sometimes I might second guess it, and then it'll actually happen, and I'll say, man, I knew it. And so even
it's an ongoing process, isn't it?
Exactly.
And, it is,
you
it
know,
is.
And, you know, when I'm with my clients, it's rewarding in a sense of receiving confirmation for me and them because, for example, if I'm, you know, we're talking about channeling, they'll tell me, you know, this is what I was experiencing while I was in the shower. You know, I was having these thoughts, or this is what I was feeling. And then their spirit guides or their ancestors, whoever is connecting with me at that time, will tell me, like, you know, oh, they're experiencing a download, or, you know, this is one of their gifts. You know, and then I'm able to let them know, like, hey, you know, this is what I'm being told that this is. And then they'll say, oh, my gosh, Nikki, I heard such and such the other day, and I didn't really take it. But now that you're saying it, it's a confirmation. So it's a confirmation for them, and then that ends up being a confirmation for me because the information I received was correct for them. Mm-hmm. So I just love it, and it's so rewarding because my passion is, I love being a healer. I genuinely love helping people when it comes to their soul's growth and expansion.
Totally.
It's so fulfilling.
Totally. And that's what we're here for. Planet Earth is a school. And so all of the people that we meet, all the lessons that we're having, this is for our spiritual growth, for our soul's expansion. That is so right on. Yep. Can I ask you, what is one of the craziest or one of the most favorite, like, psychic readings or experiences that you've had, whether it's with your client or by yourself? Like, what's one of the coolest things where you can go, like, whoa, that was amazing? Like, where you're going, like, I can hardly believe that just happened.
Okay. Well, so basically, I was giving a reading, and then while I was giving that reading, basically I was able to get this person caught up. It wasn't good for them, but it was, you know, it was good for the situation. In a sense, when the client was kind of, in a sense, lying to me. They weren't being honest with me, right? When it was when it came to telling me a certain information that I needed to know for their personal growth, and right then and there, it was like, I heard, no, he's lying. And then as soon as I started to pull out the cards, there was one of the cards that basically said, you know, release your ex. And so I confronted him about it, and I'm like, well, they're telling me that, you know, there's a missing piece here that you're not telling me. And then when we started to get out the reading more, it revealed that he was cheating. And so he finally, you know, admitted, like, yeah, you know, I was with this person the other day. So, it, you know, in that sense, you know, I was like, wow. You know, and
isn't that amazing, though?
It is. It really, really is. Because I am definitely all about the truth, and I do not like cheaters.
That's right.
Moment, it felt very, very powerful because it's just like, you know, even their ancestors, even their guys, they're not playing, you know, they're not playing because it was his ancestors that let me know, like, no, he's not doing right. So.
Right, right. Well, here there's lessons that he's supposed to be learning for sure. We know that. And for him to take responsibility for his actions, things like that. And, you know, there's so many different dynamics that go on all of the different things. And I think that's the fun thing about being down here, being a psychic reader and a healer and a light worker, because that's what we are. That's what we're here to do, help raise the consciousness of the planet. So you know what I've got to tell you, Nikki? We have a lot of people that would love to talk with you. Would it be okay if we go to our callers and let them ask you a question? I always tell people they should ask one question. I always ask for the name. I ask where they're calling from, and then is it okay that they ask you a question?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. All right, so remember, everybody, we have a lot of callers tonight, so if I have to, you know, just put you guys on hold or something, we have to make sure we get to everybody. So so let's see who our first caller is.
Hi, everyone.
Hello, caller.
How are you?
Who is this, and where are you calling from?
This is Teresa, and I'm calling from California.
Hey, Teresa, welcome to the show. And what's your question for Nikki?
So my question is, I have a plan that I'm going to ask my boss to let me work remote, and I'm wanting to make a move to Washington if she sees that happening or being a good move.
All right.
Okay, Teresa.
All right, Nikki.
Do I have permission? Yes. Teresa, do I have permission to access your spirit guides, your masters, your teachers, your angels, your ancestors, and your higher self?
You absolutely do.
Thank you. And hello, divine beings of Teresa. It is a pleasure and honor to interact with you at this time. As far as Teresa's inquiry, what do you see as far as this move that she is going to make or would like to make? Okay, Teresa, so here's what I'm getting. I have the King of Cups in reverse along with the Seven of Wands upright in addition to the Temperance card upright. And then I also have Reconsider as an Oracle card, okay? And then I also have the Nine of Cups in reverse as the overall energy. So basically what they're saying is they would like for you to take a moment to reconsider some things, okay? So with this King of Cups, that has a lot to do with emotions here, and that's in reverse. So it's kind of like what they're saying. This decision is being made based upon emotions, okay? Like it's an emotional-driven, okay, decision. And what they're saying is that there's another aspect that they would like for you to look at, because right behind this Nine of Cups in reverse is the Six of Swords in reverse, and that means, like, no movement forward, okay? And with this Nine of Cups being in reverse, that also means happiness and fulfillment. Like, it's something that wouldn't necessarily be fulfilling for you, and they're asking you to have more patience with the Temperance card here, okay?
Hmm.
So there's something. So it's something that they want you to go back to the drawing board for.
Well, I can't afford to live in California. California is so expensive anymore.
Well, you know what? Does it make any sense to you, Teresa, that she says the spirits are saying going back to the drawing board just to see if you can reorganize things, whether it's going to from California someplace else, but looking at reorganizing?
Yeah, I'll have to figure that one out.
Okay, beautiful. All right.
Thank you.
I always tell people, you're welcome. Yeah, so sometimes people might not always understand the message. This is what I tell people. And Nikki, I don't know about you. I've been doing this a long time, and what I've learned is I get information that's past, present, and future yet to come. And sometimes people are in a certain place mentally, and they're looking at receiving an answer to, like, the period of, like, this current time and place. And sometimes the message might be for something in the future yet to come. So I always tell people past, present, and future might not make sense now, but please be patient. I don't know if you tell your people that or not, but so that's always like to throw that in there for people too.
Oh,
so,
yes.
All right.
Definitely.
Does that make sense to you, Nikki?
Something. Oh, yes. I tell my clients this all the time. Sometimes I can receive information that is futuristic, so it may not resonate now. It may resonate, you know, in the future. I also let clients know that there is destiny and fated events, and then there's events that's based upon free will. So if a person chooses to make a decision that is different from the path that they were initially on, that can also change a future outcome as well.
Yes, yes. And even so, you know, just like with Teresa right now. Teresa, I know you're still listening. I just want to say, like you're saying, California is getting expensive. But what we don't see, and this is what I tell people, please get in touch with your spirit guides and angels. Please do your prayers. Do things like the book The Secret, your manifestation exercises, because it might be expensive right now, but that doesn't mean like God's not going to be blessing you with some financial prosperity in which it's no longer a challenge. So that's when I say this is what it looks like right now, but my spirit guides are in a helicopter upstairs, and they're radioing me saying, hey, Jorianne, don't take I-55. There's an accident there. I can only see straight ahead, like the headlights on a car, but they're upstairs radioing us information. So that's why you want to stay in touch with your spirit guides and angels, guys. Okay, so let's see who our next caller is. Hi, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Carla. I'm calling from New York. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I'd love to ask Nikki a question. Yeah.
Please.
So my husband is going to be interviewing for a position. He's only had one interview, and there's more to come. And I'm just wondering what you see as the prospects for this. Will he get this position? He's excited about it.
Okay. Yes. Do I have permission to, Carla, do I have permission to access your husband's energy?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Thank you. What do you see for Carla's husband in his job prospects? Okay, so what I'm seeing is that this is going to help regulate some emotions here. We do have the Nine of Wands in reverse, so this is also going to help provide more lucrative, okay, opportunities. We also have the Queen of Cups in reverse along with the Two of Wands upright and the World card. So this is going to help bring things full circle. So it looks like they're saying that it's a good chance that he might get this because, especially with this Nine of Wands being in reverse, this is letting me know that there was some burdens or there are some burdens that's going on right now. But also, it looks like he might get this opportunity because right behind the World card is the Sun card, and that's the best card in the tarot deck, okay? Because the Sun card is all about happiness, freedom, change, okay? And paired with this World card, it looks like, yes, it looks like a tough cycle is going to come to an end. So
beautiful, beautiful.
That's what I'm
saying. Good luck, Carla. Yeah, and make sure you give us a call. Give Nikki a call. You guys have her website. You know what? Let me go ahead and right now, Nikki, it's www.DonJuanSpiritualGuidance.com. So, again, you guys,
yes.
www.DonJuanSpiritualGuidance.com. And then do you mind if I give your phone number out, Nikki?
Yes, that's perfectly fine.
Okay, so 312-504-6089. So if you guys want to get a more in-depth reading with Nikki, or if you want to go ahead and give her some feedback, please do. It's always good to get that feedback. All right, let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, Joanne. This is Patricia. Hi, Mickey. I'm calling from Alabama. And my question, thank you for taking my call. My question, do my spirit guides have any specific, any specific directions or messages, anything specific? I have a lot going on, so just any direction on, direction or messages.
Any direction, like when it comes to a specific job or just your life in general?
Yeah, how about a specific question, Patricia, for us, okay?
Do my spirit guides have any specific messages surrounding my income?
Beautiful.
Okay, Patricia, do I have permission to access your spirit guides, masters, teachers, angels, ancestors, and your higher self?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Thank you. And it is a pleasure and honor to be able to interact with you. Divine King, divine beings of Patricia and the Holy Spirit, what will her finances be? What's going on? All right, Patricia, so, so I pulled some oracle cards for you, too, just to let you know. So I received an oracle card that says new life and mending. So there's something in your life as far as how you handle your finances needs to be healed, okay? And also it's like they want you to go in a different direction when it comes to your finances here, because I also have the Ten of Wands in reverse paired with the Seven of Wands. There's a blockage, okay, along with the Death Rebirth card in reverse, okay? So that means that, in a sense, the same thing is pretty much kind of going on, and there's no changes, in a sense, being implemented. So what I did was I pulled some career path cards to see what you could possibly go towards to help with your finances. They gave me counseling, you heal with kind words, wise advice, and an empathic ear. They gave me body work. Your life just involves body work, such as massage therapy, energy healing, physical therapy, or exercise training. And they're saying that they gave me you're on the right path and justice. So this will also help bring justice to the finances that you're seeking. And they also want me to mention passive income for you as well.
Wow, Nikki, that's good. Because, I know I can't get off into it, but that was good. Thank you. Yeah, it all resonates. Thank you.
Thank you for letting me access your energy.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Patricia. Many
blessings to you both. Thank you, Julia.
Oh, thank you. God bless you.
Look forward to hearing.
Take care.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Beautiful. And, you know, you guys, again, like Patricia, if it does make sense, you know, go ahead and let us know. You know, let Nikki know. If it doesn't, that's okay. I always say, Nikki, I got to tell you, I tell people, just hang on tight. Hang on tight and wait to see what happens next. Okay, so we're going to go to our next person. Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Pat. I'm outside in the Chicago area.
Welcome, Pat. And what's your question for Nikki?
I just put my house up for sale by owner, by me. I'm hopeful that I'll sell it on my own.
Is that your question? You're going to be able to sell it?
On my own, yes.
On your own, okay. Pat, do I have permission to access your spirit guides, your masters, teachers, angels, ancestors, and higher self?
Yes.
Thank you. Divine beings of Pat, it is a pleasure and honor to interact with you. We'll be able to sell her on her own. So I pulled a couple of Oracle cards as well. So I received Thinker and Time for a Nap. So basically that kind of means, well, as far as the Thinker card, it's the number 44. So I'm also being guided to say be on the lookout for that number 44. And then the other number is here is 24, which reduces down to the number 6. And I'm being guided to tell you to be looking out for those numbers because the divine connects with you through signs, symbols, synchronicities. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I also see the Pentacles in reverse along with the Page of Wands in reverse with the Temperance card. Okay, so it's something in this plan here or this deal or contract, okay, that's not very stable and it's not going to produce the outcome here with this Page of Wands being in reverse that you are looking for. And with this Temperance card being upright, this is also saying, you know, to have patience in a sense because it may not sell right away, but you're going to see what needs to be done, okay? Because the Two of Swords is in reverse as the overall energy. So in a sense, when the Two of Swords is in reverse, that means the blindfold is going to be off, blockages will be removed, okay? But there's something that is something that you have to pinpoint that's not stable or something funny going on with the money. Okay, with this King of Pentacles being in reverse and this Page of Wands. So it looks like it will happen, but it's, something needs to be done first. Okay, something that you have to kind of think about here with this Thinker card. It's the Oracle card. Okay,
something that would be done on my end.
Yes, and then also Time for a Nap. I'm being guided to say pay attention to your dreams. Okay. Because
okay.
It's something that they're going to reveal to you in your dream that's going to help pinpoint what they're saying here.
Okay.
Okay, so it's something on your end that you have to tie up here when it comes to money, all right? The buyer or the seller, one of the two, okay, they're saying needs to change.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right, I appreciate that.
Thank
lots to think about. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, beautiful. All right, so let's see who we have next online. All right. Hello, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Christiana. I'm calling from Minnesota.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Good question.
I was wondering about whenever I lay down, it seems, later in the day or at night, I hear this high-pitched, it almost sounds like a singing bowl, but it's really high-pitched, and it like seems to be happening more and more frequently, so I'm like wondering what that's all about.
Like who is it or what you're hearing?
That's
yeah,
the question, right, Christiana?
If there's a message, if there's a message for me, yeah.
Okay, so basically, what the sound is, or if the sound is bringing you a message, what the message is?
Yes, what the message is.
Okay. Do I have permission to access your spirit guides, masters, teachers, angels, and ancestors and higher self?
Yes.
Thank you. And Holy Spirit, what is the message that you would like? Okay, so I have here the Star card in reverse, Aquarian energy, along with the Five of Pentacles in reverse, and the Hangman in reverse, along with the Nine of Pentacles, as the overall energy. So Right behind that is the Magician card in reverse. So there could be someone or something in your life that is coming off as being very manipulative and or controlling, okay? Something or someone that maybe you've lost hope for, or maybe they lost hope for you, okay? Because with this Five of Pentacles being in reverse, there's some type of loss here, okay, internally. Some type of resistance here and slow to come in. And with this Hangman being in reverse, paired with this chaos and conflict, because I also pulled some oracle cards, so I have chaos and conflict here, along with observer and deep knowing. So there's some type of conflict that the Holy Spirit is saying that's been in your life here that you or whoever you've been dealing with or whatever you've been dealing with, giving up hope for, okay, there may have been some losses when it comes to this, and they're saying that whatever it is that you've been dealing with, they're saying it's like coming to an end here, or you're going to be free of it, but it's going to happen at a very, very slow pace. Does this make sense?
I think so. I have someone from the past in mind and someone that's in my life right now, so I'm thinking maybe it's current, yeah.
Very nice.
Because there's something here that they're saying it needs healing. There's a lot of chaos and conflict here, and they also gave you deep knowing as a card, which is the intuition card. So they also want you to pay attention because they gave you observer, all right? So, and following your intuition, okay? Because there's something here about freeing yourself.
And, right. Christiana, I just want to add one thing. I also feel like you're opening up more psychically to your gifts, and I think that's going to be a continual progression for you, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. Good luck. Good luck, Chuck. All right, let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Nathaniel from California.
Nathaniel, welcome to the show. And Nikki, this is one of our very favorite. We love everybody calling from the show, everybody, just saying. And Nathaniel is one of our special people that have called in. Nathaniel, I don't know how many years you've called into my show, but welcome back again. So
hey,
what
thanks.
Questions do you have for Nikki tonight?
Well, I'm just wondering, seeing what's coming up, either in a lawsuit or career or any kind of thing coming in anyway, I'm not sure. If she does more of a general message or anything coming through a spirit.
So are you saying basically whatever message that your guys would like to say at this time?
Yes, that would be great too, because, you know.
Okay. Sounds like a plan with Nathaniel. Do I have permission to access your spirit guides, your masters, your teachers, your angels, ancestors, and your higher self?
Yes, please do.
Thank you, and thank you, Divine Beings and Nathaniel, for being able to allow me to access your energy. What does Nathaniel need to know at this time? Any lessons? Okay. All right, Nathaniel. So, we have here the Page of Cups upright along with the Five of Wands upright, the Three of Swords, the Two of Cups, and the Knight of Pentacles being upright along with the King of Cups. So, what I'm picking up here is that there's someone or something in your life here, because I also received an envy card, okay? Which is, I am the same as everybody, but with different challenges. So what they're saying is that there's something or someone in your life that is envying you, okay? Envying some success that you have, okay? And we do have the Mending card here, and it's in reverse. So there is, it's been unhealed, Okay, so something that is in your circle, all right, that caused a lot of pain, especially with this Three of Swords here, this Page and this Five of Wands here. So maybe something that you loved here, especially with this Page of Cups energy, very emotional, okay, became very conflicted. And especially with this Two of Cups here, it could be a partnership or someone that you love or a friend or a family member, whatever the case may be. It's really, you know, playing on emotions here with this King of Cups energy. Did you go through like a breakup? Or did you have someone in your life that maybe you disconnected from or that caused a lot of hurt and pain?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what they're telling me here. And basically what your guys are saying is that, so I have this deck, Lessons of the Soul. It tells the lessons that we are supposed to know. So let me just ask your guides here. Divine beings of Nathaniel, what spiritual lesson is his soul supposed to learn from this connection? Okay, so they're saying that you're going to have positive movement forward if you've been feeling stuck. And they're saying that the spiritual lesson, because any relationship, whether it's a friendship, a lover, or a parent-child, it's always a lesson. So the lesson that your soul is supposed to learn with this other individual is, I acknowledge my fear, but I replace it with the insight of awareness, and that's denial, okay, with the overall energy of failure. I understand that a mistake is only an opportunity to learn. So your soul is learning about denial, to honor yourself, okay, to replace any fears that you're having literally with awareness, because there was something in this that you didn't see at first that once you learn this lesson, you're going to see and you're going to conquer it. And maybe you've been feeling that you failed or it was hard to make a decision. And they're saying that, you know, that's one of the reasons why we're here. Our soul is to learn, is to grow, and we learn and grow by making mistakes, right? And so they want you to know, like, hey, you're human. You know, if you made a mistake or if you feel like you did something wrong, you know, it's okay to feel how you feel. You're entitled to feel how you feel. Also, take the wisdom from it. What is the wisdom? And then apply it.
Beautiful. All right. Well, Nathaniel, let us know what happens. I hope that makes sense. We do have to move on to our next caller. Always great hearing from you, Nathaniel. Okay, we love you, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon again. All right, let's see who we have next online. We just want to make sure that we get to everybody because everyone's been so patiently waiting to ask you a question, Nikki. Hi, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Are you there?
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Where are you calling from?
Long Island.
And what's your question for Nikki?
When do you see me meeting my significant other?
What do I see in your significant other?
No, when do you see me meeting my significant other?
Oh, when do I see you meeting your significant other? Okay, do I have permission to access your spirit guides, master teachers, angels, and ancestors, and higher self?
Yes.
Thank you. Holy Spirit, when should be meeting her significant other? Okay, so I received two cards, and it says not the right time and for you to take action, okay? And then I have at the bottom of the deck, it says a year from now, okay? So with this take action, I'm being guided to say that they want you to do some self-healing so that your past, anything from the past maladaptive behaviors, okay, whatever the case may be, they want you to heal those so that they don't enter your new relationship.
Beautiful. Okay. That makes so much sense for so many people, Nikki. You know what I was just thinking, Suzanne, thank you so much, and I hope that makes so much sense for you. Nikki, you know, I think you're, are you on YouTube or TikTok? How can other people, like if they can't get in tonight, how can other people find you?
Yes, so I am. I have a YouTube channel where I do readings for the collective, relationship readings, career, general, and you can find that, Don Juan Spiritual Guidance, okay, on YouTube. I have a Facebook business page as well, Don Juan Spiritual Guidance, and I do have a TikTok, same name, Don Juan Spiritual Guidance. So you can find me on there, or you can find me on my website if you would like to, you know, have a reading, or if you would like to do any spiritual life coaching, everything is online.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. And again, that number, you guys, is 312-504-6089. All right, let's see who we have next online. Hello, caller, who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Jorianne and Nikki. This is Cindy. I'm calling from Florida, and I was really happy to see you on tonight. I haven't talked to you in a very long time.
Oh, well, welcome back to the show, Cindy. Hey, what's your question for Nikki?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My question is about when you see me being able to finances, I guess, to be able to move forward with my life. I've started a new business. It's kind of going very slowly. I've had to take a job to have consistency to pay my bills and to try and build inventory and things with my business I'm trying to build to get to that point where it's stable. I haven't had much luck with finding investors or, you know, needing that boost so I can get it moving at a bigger level and do it full time. So, because I'm wanting to make a residential move. There's so many things I want to do to move forward with my life, and I feel like now this job is consuming all of my time, so I'm really not even putting that energy into the business because now it's kind of stifled me, but it's given me some stability. But it's a,
mm-hmm.
you know,
so what's the one question,
do you see anything
Cindy?
Coming
narrow,
in? Do you see any finances?
Down?
Yes. Do you see some like a chunk of finances or investor, a large amount that I'm going to be able to get ahead to move forward with the business? And
okay, so fine. Okay, do I have Cindy? Do I have permission to access your spirit guides, masters, teachers, angels, ancestors, and higher self?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, divine being Cindy. What is the outcome of her finances for the near future? Okay. What's the main challenge? What's the solution? Okay, so Cindy, what I see here is that I have the Three of Wands upright along with the Four of Pentacles in reverse, okay? So that means it's something that you need to drop, okay? Because the Four of Pentacles upright is all about holding on to something. And when it's in reverse, that means you're letting it go, okay? And the Three of Wands, it does mean waiting for your shift to come in. It's something else that you need to wait for, because I also received the Five of Pentacles in reverse along with the Knight of Pentacles. So you are going to get money, but it's going to be a slow stability coming up here. So I asked, like, what is the main challenge? And they're saying the main challenge is you, in a sense, like, being confident with where you are, because we do have the Page of Cups as the overall energy. So it's something that you need to drop, and then there's also something that you need to add that you're extremely passionate about that's going to take off. And I'm also being guided to say something about your marketing strategy. They're saying make it more fun and expand yourself. They're showing me TikTok. And they're showing me influencers that make videos, like 60-second videos. That's, you know, they're like fun. They have this, like, they're showing me kind of like a TikToker that is like wearing like cool clothes, doing like a dance, but they're advertising their business in a fun way. So it's like they want you to change up how you're doing your advertisement. They want you to take a look at that. And then there's something that they want you to drop. Okay, and they want you to add in something that you are very, very passionate about, because that's what's going to be your Knight of Pentacles. It'll start coming in slow, but it's going to start providing you with the security that you're looking for. Okay?
Nice. Well, good luck, Cindy. Let us know what happens. All right, we've got a couple more people. We're going to try to make sure we can squeeze everybody in. Let's see who we have next online. Hi, caller. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tanika. I'm calling from New York, from Long Island, New York. Hi.
Thank you. And then what question do you have for Nikki?
Hi, Nikki. Nice to meet you. I just have a love life question. I wanted to know if you see anything between me and someone that I spoke to from my past. His name is Aris, and I haven't been in a relationship in a bit, and I just wanted to know if you saw anything between he and I, or if you saw anything for me with love, period, coming up.
Yes, hi, Tanika. It's nice to meet you, too. And what's his name again?
Aris, A like Apple, R is in Robert, I is in Ingrid, S is in Sam.
Okay, Aris. Do I have permission to access both of your spirit guides, master teachers, angels, ancestors, and higher self?
Yes.
Okay. And you would like to know how things are going to turn out between you two?
Yeah, if you see anything between he and I, or just for me with love, period.
Okay. Holy Spirit and divine beings of Tanika, what is for Aris and Tanika? What do you see? Okay, so I pull some love romance oracle cards for you. I have Release Your Ex, The Time Has Come to Clear Your Energy, True Love, This Is a Romance of a Lifetime, and Worth Waiting For. So what they're saying is that if he's your ex, they're saying you may want to clear that energy. Because they also said worth waiting for. There's a true love that is worth waiting for. I also received the Nine of Swords in reverse, along with the Five of Pentacles and the Seven of Wands. So what they're saying is that something in the past happened that was very, very sad, maybe made you feel bad or miserable, whatever the case may be. But this could lead to some sort of loss here with this Five of Pentacles and with the Seven of Wands. Your guard might end up being up here, okay? So what I'm seeing that they're saying there's some type of forgiving and learning that is supposed to happen here between you and this individual. But if you have ties with someone else, then they're saying that needs to be dropped. Okay, so because this is your true love, but if you know that this person, Aris, is someone that you didn't have a good experience with, they're saying, especially with this Five of Pentacles, it's still going to be a loss, and that it's worth waiting for your actual true love.
Nice. So they're saying let Aris go, or he's the one.
They're saying, so it's, did you used to go with him? Like, is he an ex of yours?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then he's the ex. So, yes, they're saying really. So you don't have to do what they're saying, okay? Remember, you make your own decisions, free will. But they're saying release your ex because it's worth waiting for. Divine timing is in work in your love life. And then it says true love. This is the romance of a lifetime. And also, just to let you know, your overall energy is the High Priestess upright with the Hierophant in reverse. So the Hierophant in reverse, that's Taurus energy, and that's also the card of commitment, contracts, moral values, beliefs. When the Hierophant in reverse, that means cheating, that means some type of agreement that was made was broken, some type of contract was broken. So, and with the High Priestess in But the High Priestess is paired with the Hierophant. They're telling me that Your intuition has been telling you this.
And always listen to the intuition, for sure, for sure. All right, well, you know what? Our time is going by. Tamika, let us know what happens in the future. Please, you know, please, again, give Nikki a call or give her an email, and that's DonJuanSpiritualGuidance.com. All right, let's see who we have next online. Hi, caller. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Eric, and I'm calling from Washington State.
Welcome to the show, Erica.
Thank you. My question was, I'm trying to figure out, like career and trying to focus. And I'm going to be reading a book. I think it's called, like, The Benefits of Discipline. And so I'm trying to read books that can help and motivate me. I want to get into law, and I was wondering if this is what I should be doing or if to be doing.
Okay. All right, Erica. Do I have permission to access your spirit guides, master teachers, angels, ancestors, and higher self?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What do we have here for Erica? Is she on the right path? Post here in the one with Erica. Okay. What else is she supposed to be? Okay. So I received, so I also received some oracle cards. I received, don't stop, choose a new direction, and reconsider as the oracle cards that I received for you. I also received, so in that case, there's something that they want you, something else that they want you to look for. Like, they're saying that it's a life for you, but they're also saying it's not your passion. They're literally saying you're overlooking your passion. You're overlooking your passion. So I also pulled from my career deck, and so they gave me teaching. You inspire young people to learn. They gave me travel. Your life purpose involves traveling. And then they gave me trust. Trust your feelings and dreams to guide your career path. With the overall energy of justice, your career brings fairness and protection to those who need your help. So in that case, oh, they also gave me options. Consider the career possibilities that are open to you. So it's something that they want you to do when it comes to fairness, okay, but it's also something that they want you to teach. Have you ever thought about teaching?
And there we go.
No, I've always, as a little girl, I've always wanted to become an attorney and advocate. I think I've always had that as a little.
Okay, so maybe advocating in a way where it helps other people learn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something in regards to justice. But what they're saying
totally.
Is that whatever else that you get into, you're going to be traveling, okay? Because they're saying your life purpose involves some type of traveling and something inspiring young people to learn. And this may not resonate right now. It may be something that you embark on later on that's a part of your life path's journey that you can't see right now.
Beautiful. You know what? I've got to tell you, I can hardly believe it myself, but this whole hour has flown by so quickly. Nikki, I want to say thank you to everybody that's called in tonight. I think we've gotten to almost everybody, and if we haven't gotten to you, please join us again next week here at Your Psychic Connection with Jory and the Coffee Psychic. Nikki, I want to say thank you so much for joining us tonight. And you've been wonderful. And can you give your information out again one more time so people know how to contact you?
Yes. So you can reach me via my website or email DonJuanSpiritualGuidance@gmail.com or DonJuanSpiritualGuidance.com. If you go on my website, if you would like to call, you can call via my phone number, 312-504-6089. Again, I am also on YouTube, Don Juan Spiritual Guidance, on all platforms.
And you guys, I just want to let you know, you'd really have to sit here and watch Nikki at work when she's really doing her cards, when she's pulling in the information. Please check her out on YouTube, TikTok, and all the rest of the different media formats. Nikki, thank you so much, and we're going to say goodnight now to everybody. We love you all. God bless you all. Have an amazing week. Good night, everyone. Good night, Nikki.
Good night. Good night. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much.